Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing?
I'm great. This is my kind of weather.
Yeah, it's perfect today.
It is. I love it. I love it. Hey, your son was in the Sandy Springs Reporter.
Yes, he was.
Great photo of Max and great article about Max Cantor. And my kids read this and said, wait a minute. You didn't tell me he's been to like the Nickelodeon Awards. He's met iCarly. I mean, he's a stud.
He's a celebrity. He's the celebrity in the family.
That's awesome.
And it was good he wasn't in the police blotter. That was a plus for us.
Yeah, right next to the police blotter. That's a good thing. You know, you'll be able to retire someday.
I hope so. Counting on it. I'm betting on him.
We love to feature female-owned businesses, and I'm so tickled, Lee. We have a room full of women today. Can you handle it?
Did you know it was all female-owned businesses?
Of course I did.
This wasn't a coincidence?
Nope, not a coincidence, and I wanted it that way for a reason. You know, first of all, we have someone here to talk about financial planning, and we've talked so often about tax credits and things, and if you're a female-owned business, there are tax credits. There are all kinds of advantages to having a female-owned business.
Good to know.
Not to mention it keeps us busy. First guest, and anyone that listens regularly knows I'm a huge animal lover. So when they sent a request, it went to the top of the list because I think their business is so very cool. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Mimi and Kathy from That Dirty Dog. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on.
So That Dirty Dog, I mean, the name sort of says it all, but tell us, how did you start?
Well, we actually were acquaintances in corporate America, Mimi and I, and we were working on a project together back in 2005, and every time we got together for our meetings, we ended up talking about our dogs. Mimi's got three dogs. I had four at the time, actually, and all conversations led back to the dogs. So during one of our corporate meetings, I said, you know, what? I wonder if a business would fly where people could come in and wash their own dogs, or we could wash dogs for them. And Mimi got very excited. And what'd you say, Mimi?
I said, if you're serious, let's meet tomorrow night. And literally, we met the next night, and over two glasses of wine and an internet search, we came up with the name That Dirty Dog.
Love it.
Six months and 2 days later, we opened our Roswell store. And like I said, we were just acquaintances at the time, and so we've built our friendship along with our business partnership over the last 5 years.
Wow, 5 years. And you know, we talk about businesses that are recession-proof, and women still spend money on cosmetics, and people still spend money on alcohol. I mean, there are certain things that people don't stop spending money on, and their pets. It seems
like
that's definitely one thing that is recession-proof. Have you noticed any difference in your business?
We have not. In fact, well, difference, yes. We have actually grown.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, people still take care of their dogs, and the best part about coming into That Dirty Dog is that there's a price point for everybody. If you don't want us to take care of your dog, then they can bathe their own dog.
Yeah, that's the best part, too. You're nothing like smelling up your entire bathroom to bathe the dog.
Not to mention the hair flying, fighting with the dog to keep him in the tub.
Ten towels
doing later. The laundry. Exactly.
So if I wanted to wash my dog there, what? So you got all those things? You have special, because my dog likes certain kind of shampoo.
Absolutely. We've got a great variety of top quality grooming shampoos that you can choose from when you come in. When you wash your own dog, it's only $10 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that gets you the shampoo, aprons, towels, everything you need to do the whole thing on your own.
Nail clippers.
What about cats? Wash any cats?
Help yourself.
You're welcome to wash your own cats.
That's free just for the video feed of that, right?
Can you imagine if you brought a cat into that place?
We've had it.
Oh, really?
And that's
really?
Why we don't do it. We love cats, folks. We really do. We love cats. But no,
cats bathe themselves.
They do.
Right?
I mean, they do.
Wow.
You know, the first year we were open at Roswell, a woman won some of our free self-service bath coupons at a raffle. She brought in two miniature horses.
Oh, no.
And we got them up in the tubs.
Oh, my gosh.
And she bathed them, yes.
Are those pictures on your website?
I'm not sure, actually.
No, we have moved them. We have moved them. We can recreate. We have them.
Yeah, we don't want too many horses coming in.
No.
We have them.
One thing I would encourage folks to do is to visit the website, because it kind of gives you a good feel for what it looks like. But talk people through it. Like, when I walked in, it wasn't what I expected. First of all, it doesn't smell, which I'd love to know the secret there. But also, it is really like a spa.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept of it, I mean, I'm sure you brainstormed on that.
Yeah, we definitely wanted people to come in and not have it, you know, smell, look, or feel like a traditional grooming salon. There are places in the Atlanta area that had self-service bathing before we opened in 2005, but it was kind of a thing you could do in the back. It was an add-on to a business they already had in place. We made the bathing and the self-service bathing the focus of the store itself. So families can come in. You come in, we've got large spa tubs. They're each in an individual fenced-in area. If you have multiple dogs, one can be on the floor running around doing its thing. We use the same tubs when we do bathing for our customers if they choose that option. But when people come in to do self-service, especially in the summer, the children come in swimming suits and Crocs. They jump right up in that tub mm-hmm. with their dog. You come in, we greet you, of course. We make sure that we're keeping the place clean so it doesn't smell. We use lots of scented candles as well.
Lots of candles. Someone is making a lot of money off of candles that we buy over at Walgreens. Okay. Yes, great candles.
But we'll bring everyone into that tub station. If it's their first time in, we show them what we feel are the best techniques for bathing their dog. So we walk them through the whole process.
Well, what's a technique that a person may not realize? What's a best practice bathing?
One of mine, or I'd say one of the biggest, is actually making sure that you don't get water into the ear canal of the dog. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you know, when you go to your hair salon, does it not drive you crazy when they're washing your hair and the water goes down your ears?
Yeah.
So we are very careful, because that can be an expensive visit to the vet to get that fixed. So that's a big deal. People
So you
don't
have little ear plugs for the
No,
dog?
Actually, you just make very sure that you're clamping the ears down, pressed up against the skin. And
another technique would be just that a lot of people will wet their dog down, apply some shampoo, and kind of do a cursory washing. So we show them how to really dive in, saturate their dog all the way to the skin, really scrub them with their fingertips, really how to get the dog actually clean. Mm-hmm. Rather than just kind of wet and sudsy.
Now, what about the drying process?
Uh-huh.
ShamWow.
No, well, we actually do a very good towel dry, and we encourage our self-service customers to do a great towel dry before the dog gets out of the tub.
Right.
Because when you take them into our dry rooms, we actually have these canine grooming dryers. And
Blow dryers?
They are blow dryers. Uh-huh. So they are noisy. If your dog does not like the vacuum cleaner, then typically this might not go how you want it to go. So you do a great towel dry, and then that decreases your time actually in the dry room.
With the noise.
When you're absolutely.
I've got to ask, because I saw it on your website, the exercise. Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
Mimi, what's that all about?
Okay, so the doggy treadmills, and these are truly doggy treadmills. They are made for dogs. And believe it or not, a lot of people think, you know, sure, come on. There's no way that my dog would be on the treadmill and be able to do this. It takes 2 minutes. Once the dogs understand that the earth beneath them is still moving, that means that they still have to keep their legs going. They adapt usually within the first 2 minutes. A lot of people don't take their dogs for walks.
Right.
So this is a way where they can bring them in as a service that we offer, and we put them on the treadmill 20 minutes at a time, start at a low speed, and then start to increase it, and even as weeks go by. So it's...
So what are they watching, like Postman videos?
They're watching me. They're watching me. They're watching Kathy. They're watching a staff member. Right.
We're with them the whole time with them on a leash, so we don't tie them up to the treadmill or walk away ever. Every time a dog is in our store, there is somebody with them the entire time.
Oh, that's good. Well, I thought, what an interesting niche, because during all of those days where it rained, I mean, my dogs were ripping up stuff they'd never rip up before because they didn't have exercise. So now I know where to take them.
Nice. Absolutely.
Treadmill. Doggy treadmill.
Exactly. And you have more than one location.
We do. Our original location is in Roswell, the one we opened in 2005. Then the one you were at, Amy, I believe is in, is in the Johns Creek area up near Suwannee. Okay. And that one we opened in 2007.
Wow.
Great. So any advice for our listeners? We have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen and a lot of people
I think the advice is drink wine. With acquaintances, right?
That's right.
Is that the takeaway?
Did we say that? I'm sure it was scary. I mean, it's something you've never done before.
It took two scary. Glasses of wine. It wasn't a one glass
when
of wine
scary,
idea.
And, two glasses.
And really, too, and, you know, I would say this to people going into business together. Kathy and I have been very fortunate. You know, it was an arranged marriage of sorts. Though we chose it, we really didn't know each other, and that was a huge benefit. We grew together, and we are an unbelievable team, a very creative team, and we were just very lucky with that. You know, here we are in our fifth year of business, and I would say to those of you who are thinking of starting a business or who are in it now, and you're in your second and third year, we've been there. We understand it. It can be lonely. It can be scary. You have weeks, maybe months, where you're thinking, oh, what did I do? And just know that there are people who've done it, and you're not alone. And there are plenty of resources out there, too, to get the help that you need.
Do you think either one of you would have been able to do this on their own?
No.
I would have hung it up. Right, Kat?
No, I don't think so. I think in our particular case, I mean, this passion for dogs definitely brought us together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like Mimi said, it can be lonesome. It's really great to have someone you can bounce ideas off of, mm-hmm. and someone to share some of the scary parts with if you haven't done it before, sure. which we had not. And we approached the whole thing from the consumer standpoint since we were dog owners. Mm-hmm. So we went at it from, if I were to walk into a place, what would I want?
Sure.
So we really did just sort of wing it. Mm-hmm. But like Mimi said, we were very fortunate, and because we did love dogs so much and had been in our respective career fields and in business world for so long prior to that, we were able to make it successful very quickly. So
that's awesome, y'all. Thanks so much for being with us
Thank
today.
You. Thank you Amy. So much, Thank Amy, Lee. For having us on.
Give us the website one more time.
It's www.thatdirtydog.com.
Awesome. We hope our listeners will visit. And I'm going to bring my standard poodle in. That's going to be interesting.
Yes. We have great groomers, Amy. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would drop her off for a groom. I don't think I would.
Drop her off, not self-serve?
No.
Come on.
That's a lot of hair.
It is a lot.
You're afraid?
A lot.
I'm shaken. Yeah, I'm afraid. She loves to be groomed, though. So
by someone else.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we do have a fabulous bathing staff and a fantastic grooming staff. So terrific. I think you'll be really happy if you try us out.
Thank you.
Thanks so much
for being with us today. You know, Lee, it's interesting. I love listening to people that just dive in like that. But there are other people that are more cautious, and there are other people that really don't even feel comfortable doing that until they've spoken to someone like a financial advisor. And I'm sure Mimi and Kathy probably did that too. I'm pleased today to have with us Emma Folks. And she is, I would say, a financial planner extraordinaire, because when I met her, the success stories I heard were that people were actually able to retire earlier.
Wow.
And that she helped them manage not only their personal finances, but their small business as well. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Emma.
Thank you. Welcome.
So, Emma, we're listening to two female business owners. They obviously have passion, and, you know, I'm sure they had a business plan. And I'm sure this type of thing happens to you regularly. When a client comes to work with you, what can they expect?
What they can expect is that I will walk them through the steps that they need to take. Starting a business is like almost like having a baby. You put a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money into it. And one of the things that I do is I walk them through step by step everything that they need to think about from a personal financial standpoint and also a business financial standpoint, making sure that they have adequate amount of cash reserves for their personal lives, anywhere from 3 to 6 months. If they're married, I make sure that they have a conversation with their spouse and they set limits, because again, if this business becomes a baby to you, you want to throw everything that you have into it, but you don't want to do it at the risk of destroying your relationship. So that's one of the biggest things that I do, is make sure that they have 100% support from their spouse or partner.
What are some other tips you can give to our listeners? There's a lot of things going on, you know, with the economy, and it's almost like you don't know what you don't know when it comes to investing. What are some hot tips you can give our listeners?
Well, the biggest tip is to not chase, you know, don't chase returns. Don't chase things that sound too good to be true. I mean, I hear time and time again stories of people saying they're going to get an exorbitant rate of return, and then, you know, years later to find out that they lost all their money. So the biggest thing right now is to get back to the basics and keep things simple. Start with the cash reserves. Make sure you have 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside. If you've got a little bit extra, look into things like I-bonds. Also, kind of keep it simple. Live below your means. I mean, we've been a society of excess for so long, and now we're seeing what's happened, you know, as a result of it. So get back to the basics. Keep things simple. Live well below your means.
Now, is there a different strategy if you're an entrepreneur than if you work like for a corporation?
Definitely. You also want to make sure if you're starting a corporation that you have a certain amount of money. You kind of figure out what your overhead is going to be and commit to what I call a risk capital budget. Mm-hmm. You know, as you're saving money, make sure you have a certain pot of money set aside for your business as well. Just in case.
Is there a number or is it different depending on the person?
It depends on the business and it depends on the person. Definitely.
Regarding people's homes, is there anything you can shed light on as far as home buyer tax credit? I know we've heard that a lot in the news lately.
Definitely. Right now is a great time. I mean, you know, if you can afford it and if you have the credit rating, this is a great time to buy a house, or they have a move-up credit as well. So your first-time home buyers, if you haven't bought a home in 3 years, that's an $8,000 tax credit that you get. If you're going to move up or upgrade, that's $6,500 in a tax credit that you can get that they've extended to April 30th. So you have to sign a contract by April 30th of this year and actually close by June 30th. Now, what I will say is that you have to file your taxes the old-fashioned way. By mail, which I know we're not used to doing anymore. Everybody wants to do the e-file. However, there have been a couple of scams, and the IRS has caught on to it. So if you're going to apply for the tax credit, you do have to file the regular snail mail way.
And now, what about credit cards? I know there are a lot of changes right now with people's credit cards, and they have to give them a certain number of days to pay. Shed some light on that.
Well, with the credit cards right now, one of the things that I'm suggesting that people do is negotiate some of your the fees that you're paying. Another thing is if you have a credit card, unless it's a super snazzy card, you really shouldn't have to pay fees to have a card. I mean, I had a card that I was paying and didn't even pay it any attention. I was paying $65 a year on it, and I decided I didn't need the card anymore. So I negotiated, talked to the credit card company, and now I don't pay a fee. Not saying that every company will be like that, but if you've had a good credit history with them, I would go ahead and talk to them about that. Another thing I would tell people also is pay a little bit more on the principal each month. Extra $20 a month, extra $25 a month can cut down how much you're going to, you know, how long it'll take you to pay off the card. In some cases by 7 months, and in other cases you can end up, you know, saving over $400 or $500 in interest over the long term.
Now, isn't it a lot of people don't realize, they think if they're paying the minimum that's somehow going to pay it off, but it could take like decades.
Forever.
Right?
It could take 2 or 3 decades to pay it off that way. And one of the things I always suggest to people is, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, you know, pay off the one with the highest interest rate first. Unfortunately, we're emotional people. You know, finances is not always about what makes sense. If it was about what makes sense, then nobody would be in debt. Okay, because we all know right from wrong. So the thing that I try to tell people is to, you know, look at your credit cards, figure out which one is the smallest one, start paying extra on that one, so that way you'll get done paying it off quicker, and you'll feel like you accomplished something. And then you take that money, you put it on the next one. You know, we like treats, we're like kids. You know, we like to see that we've actually accomplished something.
So you work from the smallest balance to the largest. Do you find that works best?
Depending on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the person. And when I sit down with people, I kind of gauge their personality. You know, if they're that driver and, yeah, I want to do this and I'm going to, you know, they're really focused, then they can do it the opposite way. They can do the highest
interest
first.
Right.
But if they're the touchy-feely type of person, then I do it the opposite way. It really depends on the client.
It's interesting. I met one of Emma's clients because I was helping with their benefits, and they weren't that old, and they were able to retire. And it was so cool when they called and they said, can we please have our invoice emailed to us because we travel so much, and we're never really home to receive the bill. And I'm like, how cool is that?
Yeah, they were a great couple. I can't say names because of confidentiality.
Yeah, they loved you.
Yeah, they loved me. They were actually able to retire in a down market. We've been planning for the last 7 years their retirement. And I, you know, one of the things I told them is, you know, you won't be able to brag about the rate of return. My goal is to make sure no matter what the economic conditions look like, you'll still be able to ride off into the sunset.
Right.
So they bought an RV last year and they are traveling the country. And that's what they'll do until they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, very cool.
What is a time frame a person should look to if they're looking to retire? Like, is there, you know, you don't want to do it like, oh, I'm going to retire tomorrow, but is it like 10 years? Like, obviously, the longer the better. But
yeah, the longer the better. The thing I tell people is, I mean, right now with what's going on in the economy, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It's a great time for opportunity. There's some people who haven't planned. This is a great time to try to make up for some of the things that you didn't do in the past. So I would say people need to get started. They need to start looking at retirement planning, their kids' education planning. People put more time and effort into planning their family vacation than they do their own finances.
Yeah, you're right about that.
How often should you revisit your financial plan?
Annually, but I meet with my clients, depending on the client, sometimes 3 or 4 times a year. But annually, you want to revisit, take a look at, you know, the goals that were set out and, you know, where you are in relation to those goals.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome advice, Emma. And if folks are interested in dealing with you, how can they reach you?
They can reach me. My office number is 770-512-5130, or they can reach me through my website, www.emmafolks.com, and that's E-M-M-A, F as in Frank, O-U-L-K-E-S.
Emma has a lot of great exercises, too. I know she puts her clients through. She made me think. So thank you. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you.
And we hope our listeners will reach out to Emma, and definitely a wealth of knowledge as it comes to the finances. And Lee, what do you think? I mean, we get a lot of financial folks on our show, and I usually fall asleep. I mean, she
makes
it interesting for me, definitely. And she broke it down into terms I could understand, which I loved, definitely loved. Our next guest this morning, I know absolutely nothing about their business, which is rare. Usually I research the business before they come on. But this one, I thought, I kind of want to be surprised, and it's a mystery to me. But I want to know from Lauren and Tara, tell us about Explore404.com.
Explore 404 is a video listing guide for local Atlanta businesses. So what does that mean? It's an opportunity for local business to have a cost-effective way to reach out to the community and to let people into their business. So we go in with a crew and we shoot a video. It allows you to really tailor-make your message, and you have the total control over what you're telling your audience. Our website houses it. It has all of the necessary information, like your address and links to your website, directions, ratings and reviews, but it has that added benefit of the video.
Now, is this like a Yellow Pages kind of thing, or is this like certain businesses can do this?
It's broad. We have 8 main categories, and so, yeah, we're like a Yellow Pages in terms of it ranges from health and beauty to retail to automotive. So if you're looking for a plumber or if you're looking for a restaurant, you know, it's one-stop shopping.
Do they still make Yellow Pages?
You get them to recycle them. That's
how bizarre is that? Yeah, because things change so much. I can't tell you the last time I looked at a Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
So Explore 404, how does it help the consumers? Let's start on that end. So if I'm a consumer, walk me through the process.
If you're a consumer and you're visiting the website, we've spent a lot of time designing the site to be easy to use and streamlined. It's not cluttered. So hopefully from that aspect, it's inviting. It's entertaining because the videos that we've created are not your traditional 30-second commercial. We have a host that goes in, so it's warm, it's entertaining, and hopefully people stay on the site and will click through. So you may not want a plumber today, but maybe you'll find the video interesting. We found it's a way that people can impart information or give tips, so it has kind of a HGTV kind of feel to it. And we know that people are staying on the site and clicking around. They have the opportunity to use the calendar of events, so you can also find out what's going on in town. We offer special deals. A lot of the businesses will take advantage of that. So there's a whole variety of things for consumers when they come to the site.
I would imagine social media has definitely helped y'all too, because you can get the message out so quickly and then someone can just click on a link. Are you finding that your traffic is – how are people finding out about you? Maybe that's a better question.
Well, we're finding that people, they find us in a variety of ways. It could be through our strategic partnerships because we're linked to various websites, but certainly through social media optimization. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. In fact, you know, most people are on Facebook today. If you aren't on Facebook, it seems to be the going against the trend. It allows people, of course, to interact with us. And what we're finding is when people do find us and they get onto the site, they're staying. They aren't just looking at that one particular video. They are actually going through our Explore404.com website and viewing other videos. The videos, as Lauren mentioned, they're entertaining, they're engaging, introducing the business, you know, to the consumer. They make you actually want to go in Especially, I will say, the ones for food. I have actually gone to restaurants and specifically ordered the dish that I saw on the video ad.
I believe that.
So,
now, they're not like infomercially, they're more like featurey kind of videos?
Well, we have a variety of styles, and we really try to tailor make it to what the business wants. Our videos range 1.5 to 2.5 minutes, depending on which package you get. And you'll be amazed how much information you can get into that time. We certainly work with the business to get all of the appropriate information across. But yeah, it's done in a way where it's not infomercial. You're not being hit over the head by buy now, you know. It's an opportunity to really build trust with your consumer before they ever come in and use a service.
Is this local to Atlanta and the outlying areas?
It is.
Okay.
And we're local. So there's, we design the site, we program it, we sell it, and we do the video content. So there's no third-party suppliers in the process anywhere.
So you mentioned the strategic partners. Can you share some of them?
Well, and there's more that are coming, so certainly keep going back to the site. We're working with CBS Broadcasting, so there's some radios. They're Dave FM and V103, so you'll find content up there. We've been working with the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau, so if their members are our members, they can use their videos on both sites. We have another partnership with a company called Be Well Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They're health and wellness based.
They've been guests, by the way.
Ah, great. Those are a few, and it's growing. We have a few more that actually we will hopefully be adding to the site in the coming weeks.
And we're actually going to be working in a variety of other ways, such as working with hotels. And we've got quite a few that are on board with us now, and that will just continue to increase. But we'll be showing these video ads within their lobby monitors as well as on the internal TV channels. So that's another way to, add additional exposure.
So that's certainly what makes us unique. There are sites out there that are doing listings, and they're now starting to add video to their sites. But we really think that it's about a mix. It's not only about being on our website. It's about being on partners' websites. It's about being found in different places around Atlanta, so that it's a mix of internet and traditional advertising. So we really try to give businesses an opportunity to be found in multiple ways. And then they can use that video that we create for them to put on Facebook, to put on YouTube, to email out to people. We create it in HD so they can show it on televisions. Mm-hmm. We really want to give them a tool that is bigger than just our website. Hopefully they want to be on the website as well, because we're getting the hits and we're driving people there, but that they also have a tool that they can use in other places.
How long has this been around?
We launched in March of 2008, okay. And we did a soft launch. So we've worked out the kinks. We're still working out the kinks, but we're new and we're growing. We're getting great traction.
I can't wait to check this out, Lee.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Sounds like it's right up my alley. Now, who would be an ideal client for you? You've mentioned the plumber.
Actually, restaurants, right, you said?
You know, any business that would ever need to advertise their services in any way. And as we mentioned before, people are sort of getting away from the traditional, like, phone book in terms mm-hmm. of advertising. You know, we're finding that 75% of all internet users are actually viewing video content while they're online. So any company that would want to advertise their services in any way, they're a fit for us.
By the way, I told Lee that when he starts to add video to this,
yeah,
I'm out of here.
You're done, right.
And there have been a couple times where people come in with video, but it's different. I mean, when people, there are certain experiences you need to see. Like, honestly, that dirty dog, had I not seen it, there are certain things that you can hear about it, but to see it and to walk in or to have that experience is definitely, especially with food,
absolutely.
To see it. So I could see where video would be powerful in that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So where do you see you guys in 5 years?
5 years.
Explore 678.
Well, no, we are Explore 678 and 770. We certainly are all of Atlanta. No, broader than that. We certainly are creating a template that we can go into other cities with, and we plan on doing that. So in 5 years, the site will be bigger for Atlanta. There's definitely more phases to the sites and things that we'll be adding to Explore 404 over time. And then certainly, yes, we're going to move out and hopefully conquer the world.
Wonderful. Well, good luck, y'all. We'll have to check
one area code at a time.
One area code at a time.
We will definitely have to check that out. We hope our listeners will as well. Give us the website one more time.
It's explore404.com.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us today, y'all.
Thank you.
Our next guest, certainly not least, but the last guest today, I've saved the best for last, I think, because our next guest, Vanessa Lowry, has touched so many people through her posts, through her blog, through just all the different ways in which she works in the community. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Vanessa.
Amy, it's great to be here, and Lee, it's great to see you again, too.
Great seeing you.
And I'm tickled because she brought me a copy of her book, 30 Days of Gratitude. Tell us about it.
You know, I co-authored this book for a couple of different reasons, but I got together with two friends, Robin and Carolyn, and one of the reasons that I authored this book with them is that I wanted to show business consultants that they could easily put a book together to leverage their business experience to get them in front of ideal clients and to get speaking opportunities, which ultimately is about bringing clients to your door. So I had the idea the first week of October. I approached Robin and Carolyn and said, hey, do you want to do this with me? As we were talking about it, we said, you know, it'd be great if we had this book finished by the end of October so people could do the exercises through the month of Thanksgiving, through the month of November. So within 30 days, we had the book complete, we had the website launched, and it started getting downloads immediately. And now we've got over 600 downloads of Days of Gratitude. It's a free ebook at daysofgratitude.com, as well as we've started a Facebook page that we've just reached 500 Facebook friends. We're over 500 now. So wow. Because of those two things, we've got access to 1,100 people that we didn't have the 29th of October when we launched the book.
Yeah, definitely. And when you just said October, I was thinking like October 2008, but that's like recent.
Yeah, in less than 30 days from start to finish, we had the concept for the book and had the book complete and had the website put together and the book launched. So the 29th of October was when we launched the website and started putting it out. You know, it also shows the power of social media, and we started putting it out on all of our social media connections with Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and it just built from there. So it's been an amazing little ride for us.
Now, how do you work with authors that are self-publishing?
You know, I work with them from the design standpoint. I also know a lot of people, and so I can connect them up with other resources that they need. For example, you know, video is a great way to promote a book, you know, kind of do a virtual book tour like Explorer 404 was talking about. I also can connect them up with editors and that kind of thing. But my function is primarily a design function, that I help them design the cover of their book. I can help them format and design the interior of their book, as well as give them some, you know, marketing consultation as far as getting their book out there. I believe you're going to have a link on your blog that's a video that I did in conjunction with Apex Book Manufacturing, where I actually walk people through the process of designing their book.
You should do a seminar.
We are going to be doing another seminar. You know, that seminar that we did in November was more about tips of how to work with a graphic designer. And I'm going to be doing another seminar March the 20th, which is actually the first day of spring. It's a good day for a seminar. But it's a Saturday, and it's going to be specifically about ideas of how different business consultants have written a book that can be completed in 30 to 90 days to leverage their business, and ways that that has helped them leverage their business.
This 30 Days of Gratitude would make a really nice gift, and I know that you mentioned to me that it can be customized.
Right. We've got the book basically in two formats. We've got it as a free ebook that people can download and use themselves. We also have it as a printed book that we are partnering with businesses that want to give it as a gift to their clients. And what we'll do is we'll customize the first inside page with a message from that business. So we can show their logo, we can do a little message from them, and that way they can use it as a really unique client gift throughout the year. It's not any kind of a dated book, so it's something that, you know, somebody can buy 25 copies and use throughout the year, and 25 is the minimum copy, so you don't have to invest a lot of money to get the book and be able to use it.
The exercises in here really get you thinking, too. I mean, definitely get you thinking.
You know, the exercises are designed to take maybe 5 to 10 minutes out of your day and just to help you focus on the positive things that are going on in your life. You know, I know that particularly last year and even some of this year, there's so much negative news out there. You know, everybody gets so sidetracked with the negative parts of the world that they forget to look at the positive things. And these exercises are really designed to give you a little bit of focus on the positive and let that move you forward. You know, if you spend too much time looking at the negative, it really gets you stuck. And so what we want to do is really help people move forward by appreciating the things in their life that are going well. You know, we did a gratitude party for New Year's Eve, and Amy, you sent in some information for us to write on our gratitude poster, which was great. But Amy was grateful for so many things, but she was grateful for her kids, for her friends, for her pets, but she was also grateful for her KitchenAid mixer. So
yeah, I did. I remember putting it on. I got that email at the opportune time too. I couldn't come to the party because I had another commitment, but I did send my. I was so thankful for that KitchenAid mixer over the holidays. The little things.
Well, your gratitude's written on the poster, and that gratitude poster is actually doing a little bit of a traveling show right now. It's being hung up at a REMAX office there at REMAX Greater Atlanta. Office Shambly Dunwoody for about a week or two. So if anybody wants to go by there and sign the gratitude poster, they can do that, as well as the folks that came to our party and the folks that sent in things they were grateful for that we added to the poster for them.
Now, I understand you have another book that you're co-authoring. Tell us about it.
I do. You know, one of my other passions is working with nonprofits. And so, you know, figuring out ways to marry those two passions together. I've got a friend, Myra McElhaney, whose husband passed away last year of a brain tumor. And so I had this idea, and she's really wanting to raise money for brain cancer research. And so we kind of brainstormed together and had this idea of writing a book that's going to be tips of what to do when your friend is diagnosed with brain cancer. It kind of has its own unique challenges. And what she found, and I think what a lot of people find, is that when someone that you know and care about is diagnosed with this type of a disease, the first thing you want to know is, what can you do to help? And they don't always even know what those things are. You know, it's so new for them that they don't always know what would be helpful, and they don't know what to expect. So this is going to be a book of tips that's going to be really drawn from people that have lived the experience of things that actually did help them, things that were beneficial, things that people did. And it'll kind of serve two purposes. It will give people that are outside the situation ideas of things that they can do to help, and it will also give families that are going through this diagnosis and treatment ideas of things that they can ask people to do for them that would really be helpful. And then a percentage of the proceeds are going to go to brain cancer research.
Wow, that's great.
Wow. And so you'll knock this out in 30 days?
You know, we think it's probably going to be more of a six-month process for this one, because mm-hmm. we're going to actually send out and research and actually get stories in from people that have lived the experience. So that's going to take a little bit longer. Right.
I know a lot of our listeners are either thinking, gosh, I should write a book, or everybody's writing a book these days. I really need to get on that. It definitely adds to your credibility. And if you're looking to do any speaking, it's a great idea. But I think so many people think it's so daunting. I mean, it would take so long. How can people contact you? If people are listening now and going, I've always wanted to write a book. 30 days, wow.
You know, a great way for people to contact me is through my LinkedIn profile, and it's linkedin.com/in/Vanessa Lowry, and Lowry is Lowry. They can also get in touch with me through the Days of Gratitude website. We've got a Gmail account that's daysofgratitude@gmail.com. But, you know, it's interesting that I can help people brainstorm ideas that would really work for their business. For example, I've got a client right now that we're in the process of planning for a book. She teaches aromatherapy, which is therapeutic uses of essential oils. And as part of this class, she does a 16-week class, and as part of the class, they create recipes. All the students create recipes for different things that either they have going on or things that loved ones have going on that the essential oils can help with symptoms, can help them feel better. So my husband's actually taking the class right now, and so when he told me that, I said, you know, that would be a great book, to have a book of essential oil recipes that would be targeted to different things that are going on, that will help you with stress, that would help you sleep, would help you with hot flashes. So the class is still in process, but when the class is finished, we're actually going to be creating a book of essential oil recipes. So that's one idea. Another way is, you know, I'm a big believer in partnering with people, you know, finding like-minded people that can support one another as strategic partners, can have businesses that complement each other. So, you know, you could create a book like Emma was saying earlier, we were talking about that this is a great time to buy a house. You know, you could have a complementary set of businesses that created a book about steps to buying a house. You know, you could have a real estate agent that's involved, a mortgage person. You could have somebody that's a home inspector. But they could all write segments of the book or chapters of the book or have it even be more of a workbook type of thing where it doesn't require a lot of writing. That was one of the things with Days of Gratitude that allowed us to do it so quickly, is that it really doesn't have a lot of writing. It's more of a workbook journal type thing. So we've got a little bit of writing and then a lot of places for people to fill in their own experiences and to really be a little more reflective about as they do the exercises. So you could do a similar thing if you were creating a how to buy a house workbook.
Yeah.
And what's the cost for one of those books like that? Is there, do you know, a range of pricing?
You know, it really depends on what's involved in the book and what, you know, if you want it to be a soft cover book, right. If you want it to be a hardcover book.
Is it thousands, $10,000?
You know, the wonderful thing about the print-on-demand technology is that you don't have to have a lot of upfront cost to produce your book. You know, uh-huh. You obviously have the cost to put the materials together. So,
sure.
You know, when I'm working with clients, it's $85 an hour. For the book cover, typically, for most clients, it would be $700 to $1,200 to design the book. But, you know, I just worked with a client a few weeks ago that we did his book cover and a CD label for $400. It was a manual for a class that he teaches
right. That
he'd already been using, the manual. But after I did his book cover, he said, you know, Vanessa, he said, this makes me look three times smarter and so much more professional, and has already gotten a couple of new clients just because his book cover looks more professional.
So you can take their content and kind of put it in the form so it's ready to print?
Right. That's exactly what I do, is I take their content. I can brainstorm with them about how to create their content, but I really put it in a format that's ready to produce. And then, you know, they can choose which print-on-demand vendor they want to go with, but I do have done a lot of work with Apex Book Manufacturing that's here in town, and they can, you know, they have a very low setup cost and then can print as few as one book at a time. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, great resource for our listeners, because I know it just seems like lately so many folks that come on the show or so many folks I meet, they're smart people and they're all looking to write books or want to get their information
out. When's your book coming out? How to raise a healthy chicken.
You know, it's funny. The whole time Vanessa's talking, I'm sitting here thinking, I don't think there's anything I could write a book about. But
Amy, we could come up with something you could
come
write about.
On.
Yeah.
Come on. This is on chickens.
Well, Lee, now Lee's...
Look, you've had how many 9 chicken egg days?
No, I've only had 2 perfect lay days.
Perfect lay days. Yes, 2.
I have to think about that. But you know what, y'all? You should send me an email, amy@atlantabusinessradio.com, and let me know if you were going to write a book, what it would be about. I'm curious.
You know, you've mentioned several times that so many people are writing books, but I posted a poll on LinkedIn just a couple of weeks ago with the question, does a consultant with a published book have an advantage over one who is not published? And it's interesting that 95% of the people that responded said, yes, it gives them an advantage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 67% of the people that responded said it not only gives them an advantage to attract ideal clients, but it also gives them an advantage to do speaking opportunities.
Sure.
And, you know, just from my own perspective, since we launched our book at the end of October, I've already had 4 speaking opportunities directly because of that book. So,
awesome.
and gotten new clients. So it's really, you know, a powerful way to get yourself in front of potential clients, people that can refer you to people that they know. It's
works.
A great way to...
Yeah, and even if when you're doing the print-on-demand and say you're getting 25, what would be like an average cost per book? You know, how much does it actually cost per book?
You know, it would range probably from, you know, $4 to $8 or $10, depending
right.
on the
so
size
even,
of your book.
Even if it's $10, that's a $10 business card
right,
for
yeah.
a consultant.
No doubt.
That makes them stand out from their competition.
That's
absolutely. Yeah, so once you've got the setup in place,
it's
something that you can
right.
just print as you need it. The other nice thing about the print-on-demand is it gives you the flexibility to adjust your content mm-hmm. as you get feedback from people. So, for example, one of my friends who published a book last year about the career transition market and about it's Fast Track Your Career is the name of his book. But he actually has adjusted some of the content as the year went along to mirror the changes in
the
economy and,
right.
and the circumstances. Right.
That makes sense. What a cool thing.
Yeah, that's great.
Vanessa, thanks for sharing with us today. And again, tell folks one more time how they can reach you.
They can get a hold of me through daysofgratitude.com. They can download the free ebook as well as send me an email at daysofgratitude@gmail.com. They can also get a hold of me on my LinkedIn profile. So if they just go to LinkedIn and search Vanessa Lowry, it's linkedin.com/n/Vanessa Lowry, and that's Lowry.
I'm definitely going to start this book tomorrow.
I know.
Every day.
You have a lot of gratitude.
I do have a ton of gratitude, although there was one in here that I got a little red in the face when I opened it, but it makes sense. I'm supposed to look at my body in the mirror and make note of the things I like.
You're going to do that?
You're
not
going to
do that.
No, I'm going to follow it. I'm going to do every day. So I can't wait to report back to you, Vanessa.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what your experiences are. That's awesome.
I can't wait. Thank you for bringing me the book. And thanks so much for being with us today. And to all of our listeners, gosh, great show, Lee.
Yeah, that was great.
We'll definitely connect with you again next week on the Atlanta Business Radio Show. In the meantime, send us any nominations for guests, anybody you think that's special in the Atlanta community, because we'd love to put a spotlight on them. I'm Amy Otto for the Atlanta Business Radio Show.